This is the to-do list of the Semi-Adult Podcast with Ray from Ray's Days and Jules from Oven Lovin', where we talk about never having it totally together, but faking it anyway.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Jules. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How was your Labor Day weekend?
It was a good weekend. AJ had some family come in from out of town, and so we went to the winery for lunch, and it was incredible.
Wow.
That sounds awesome. I'm always in favor of wineries.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, what did you do?
I went to the lake with Michael, and we hung out on the beach one day when it was really nice out, and then we also went to the Field Museum, and that was really cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's a pretty good long weekend.
What's the Field Museum?
It's like a natural history museum, and they had an exhibit on the World Fair in Chicago, and, you know, they have that T-Rex skeleton, too, that big T-Rex, so we saw that, too.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
Didn't you also go to a party recently for an animal friend at the zoo?
Oh, yeah. We went to the zoo, the Lincoln Park Zoo, to the goodbye party for the polar bear that is there because they're redoing the polar bear and penguin habitats. So the polar bear is going to South Carolina or North Carolina or something for like a year or two while they, I don't know, redo it. And so we went to the goodbye party for Anana, the polar bear, and that was really fun because they gave her, like, fish and toys and stuff, so we got to watch her play.
It's good that she was out. I feel like you can't really rely on animals for that, so.
Yeah, I think they did the best they could to get her doing stuff because they gave her, like, live fish to hunt and some, like, ice to play with. They were, like, in the description of the event, they were like, she may or may not play with ice blocks while we're there. So she played a little bit, and it was really cool. So that was fun, too.
On one of the pictures that you sent to group text, Jed thought that it was, like, a meme.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, did she really take that picture?
Yeah, so Michael took it. Yeah, it was really good. It was super cute. The polar bear was like floating on its back playing with this flower that I somehow got in its pen and was like holding the flower laying on its back floating in the water. So it does sound like that's staged really cuteness, but it was real.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have coming up? Anything exciting?
I don't think so, really. It's a friend of mine's birthday this week, so we might celebrate that. But that's about it for us, for me.
How are you doing on her birthday gift?
Oh, good. Since. Yeah, so I'm much better this time around at this birthday. I have my card, and I have a present already wrapped and in my purse. So I'm ahead
good
of
work.
The game. Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks. Hopefully I don't, like, switch purses and then forget it tomorrow, but I think I've done everything I can at this point.
Meanwhile, this week, Ray had to talk me down off a ledge because there was, like, four birthdays that I was not coping with in any good way.
But you got a handle on it.
I did. I ordered some gifts on Amazon and came up with some plans, and I think everything is fine now.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So what do you want to talk about
today?
So
I'm going. Well, I thought we would talk about maybe traveling because I'm going on a 3 to 4 week long trip to California.
Awesome.
Which is a long time.
Yeah, it is a long time.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited. I'm a little bit nervous about packing.
Yeah. Do you have any ideas on what to pack?
Well, I think this is a really grand excuse for me to go shopping because while I have a lot of work clothes, I don't have a lot of, like, fun, casual vacation clothes.
Yeah. I think that's an excellent excuse.
Thanks. So I might go shopping next week and get some outfits that can be, or some items that can be used in multiple outfits.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. So you're going home. Your family's in California. So you'll have,
yes,
like, a house and washer machine and stuff like that.
right? Yes, I will have laundry facilities at my disposal. So it's not totally stressful. And also, we're going to an area that, like, I grew up in. So if I have to buy clothes there, that's always an option also. Mm-hmm. But I think I need to, like, make some lists. I think that's my solution, is to just, like, make sure I have everything.
Yeah, lists are excellent in this, well, in every scenario, but especially when you're preparing for a trip, I think.
Yeah.
Are you planning on taking, like, several suitcases, or do you know yet?
Well, so, yeah, I have a big one that will have to be checked, and then I have a carry-on, but if I'm checking one, I'll probably just check them both, and then it's less of a hassle. Mm-hmm. But I have learned over time to carry a change of clothes on me, because my bags have been lost more than once.
Yes, that's a good tip.
So I'll do that. So I think I'm going to bring two suitcases, but the thing is that my dad was like, well, leave room in your suitcases because we'll have some stuff for you to bring back, which is super nice, but also how much room, I don't know.
Right. Well, you know what I did once when I went home? I mailed a suitcase using, like, UPS, and we went to the post office and, like, stuck my suitcase in a big box and mailed it, and I think it was, like, I don't really know exactly how much it was, but it was not that much more than a pain to check your bag.
So, yeah, I mean, I feel like anywhere in the $30 range is, like, reasonable.
Yeah, it might have been more than $30, but at that point, it was, like, totally worth it. I don't remember why we did it. I don't know if it was, like, too heavy or too big, or I was had to catch a different flight. Or I don't remember exactly why we did it. But we mailed it, and I don't know. It got there. Like, I, you know, took a carry-on and took some clothes and what I needed with me on the plane. And then the suitcase got home, like, a day or two after I did. And it was awesome because when I was traveling, I just, like, took a big purse and went on the plane and didn't have to lug my suitcase around or check it or do a carry-on or do anything. It was really easy.
That is a good idea. Yeah, I haven't I used to travel alone all the time, and then since AJ and I got together, we traveled together, which is so nice. Traveling with another person mm-hmm. is, like, really awesome. Mm-hmm. So I'm, like, a tiny bit weirdly nervous about traveling by myself, only because it's, like, a lot to remember and do on your own. Yeah. But I think it will be fine. How early do you get to airports?
I'm, like, really weird about airports, and I get there, like, really, really, really early. So I usually get there, like, an hour and a half before my flight or 2 hours before, because I'm always worried about lines and security and if the gate is, like, moved or if there's a crowd. Like, I don't like being stressed about that stuff. So I just get there really early instead. But then I sit there, you know, for, like, an hour. So there's probably a middle ground, but
no, I think that's smart, though. I don't know. I've missed flights before, and it's super stressful.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing worse than, like, walking into an airport and seeing the security line, like, go out the door on some, like, unexpected day, you know, like a random day, and, like, there's nothing worse than that feeling.
Yeah, and I feel like there's so many things you can't control about traveling, but I can do that favor to myself and leaving really early, so that's like one thing I can do to help myself out when, like, everything else goes wrong. But
I
just, like, if I can cut down on things I'm stressed about, then I try to. But I also hate getting up early, so it's, like, kind of a tough battle.
Yeah, I think I have to check again. I think my flights are, like, pretty reasonably timed.
That's good.
So yeah, I don't think I'm taking, like, a 6 a.m. flight home, because that's just outrageous to me.
Yeah. Sometimes I get to the airport at, like, I try to a lot of the times take morning flights when possible, because then if the airports get messed up, or if, like, weather happens or something, your flight,
there's a lot of chances.
Yeah. It's, like, you will hopefully get out first, or if it's delayed, you'll be one of the first people, like, on a plane, you know? That doesn't always work out, but that's, like, what I try to do when I can. But I forget where I was going with this. But, oh, yeah, so I get to the airport sometimes at, like, 8, or like for an 8 a.m. flight. And then people, like, there's a plane arriving that came from somewhere else that took off even earlier. And that's when I'm like, whoa, they probably left at like 5 or, you know, 4 or 5 a.m. And that kind of blows my mind.
Yeah. I feel like I've had a couple flights like that are like 4 or 5 in the morning. And I will not do it anymore. I will not.
Yeah. That's how I feel too. Like, that is usually my cutoff is like, you know, 7:38 is like the earliest I can do, because you have to get there early and leave and travel and do all that stuff, and any earlier than that and I feel like so miserable.
Yeah, there's like a line. I feel like I did that a lot, like in my first few years of college, because I was so like eager to get home that I wanted to get home as soon as possible. But then it's just like, basically, I would stay up all night because I would be too afraid I would sleep through. And it was just like, by the time you get there, you're miserable.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and then you lose a day anyway because you're, like, recovering because you're tired.
Yeah, and the time zone change, like.
Right.
I don't know. Even AJ said he even felt it, like, when we went to Chicago, which was only an hour difference. But, like, it's a difference.
Yeah.
So I'm probably spending just enough time in California to get used to being 3 hours behind, and then I'll have to come home. But
yeah, that's tough.
So, okay. I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to buy some things. What are some traveling essentials?
I think always like a sweater or something you can cover yourself up in to stay warm. If, like, the plane gets cold or if you're stuck somewhere cold. If you can fit it in your bag, a tiny umbrella is good.
Yeah, that's good. I always sneak some chapstick in my pocket.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because I feel like if I put it in with the plastic baggie of liquids, it, like, I won't have easy access to it. But I always just carry one on my person.
Yeah.
And that seems to go well. I think, so I don't know the rules. I'll probably check online or ask our friend Anna about this because she's really good at traveling. But I want to take my cross stitch with me.
I think that should be fine. I took my knitting needles and they didn't have a problem with it.
Okay.
I know those aren't as sharp as like a regular needle, but I think it should be fine.
Okay.
But you should check anyway. Maybe don't take my word for it.
Yeah, no, I will. Because I don't want to just, like, well, I can throw away needles, but I don't want to, like, have to lose my cross stitch.
Yeah. Yeah, I think at the very worst, you just wouldn't be able to take the needle, but I don't even think they'll really care about that. They've, like, loosened up a little bit recently, I think, and passed some stuff, new stuff you can take with you.
Yeah, when we were going to Chicago, it was normal. But when we were coming home from Chicago, we didn't have to take our shoes off, we didn't have to take our belts off, and we didn't have to take our computers or liquids out of the bag.
Oh, that's so much nicer.
So I don't know if that's new or if that's like some weird thing we were caught in.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll have to let me know.
But if that's the new normal, that would be great.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
I hate taking my shoes off.
I know, me too.
Freaks me out, man. Do you wear socks on purpose? I never remember to wear socks.
That's what I was just thinking. I, like, never remember to wear the right shoe-sock combination. And, like, one time in winter I was traveling and, like, my socks had all these holes in them or weren't matched or something. And it's, like, you have to, like, walk around in them. And or in the summer I just won't have socks at all and then I feel gross.
Yeah. What else was I going to ask you about traveling? Packing, airports. I don't know, man. Oh, well, AJ recommended that I talk about this, is that I'm like making a bunch of meals for him so he won't starve to death while I'm away. So I'm going to make lasagna and chicken casserole for him and put it in the freezer with directions.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah. I was going to originally make stuff and put it in Pyrex, but I thought he might take it from the freezer and put it in a hot oven and then it would explode.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use the foil that's disposable pans.
That's a good idea.
I think, which will be less dishes for him anyway.
Yeah. Cool. That's a good idea. Oh, you know what else I really like is to make sure that you have some frozen meals in your freezer for when you get home from a trip so that you don't have to.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can just have, like, a pizza or something really easy or, like, a box of macaroni with, you know, but even then you got to make sure you have fresh milk. So, like, just something that you can make immediately upon coming home so you don't have to eat out again or, like, go out to the store immediately. It's just nice to come home and stay home for, like, an evening.
Yeah, no, that's smart. I also try and, like, clean before we
leave. Oh, yeah. Me too.
And I always change the sheets. So you come home and you have, like, fresh bed sheets.
I do that too when I can't. If I am in crunch time, that's the thing I let go of. But I always try to do that. I, like, clean my whole apartment and put on fresh sheets and, you know, take out the trash as I'm walking out the door. And make sure the pet sitter is all set up for if I need a pet sitter. And my mom used to do that. I think everyone probably does that. A lot of people do. But when we were traveling when I was little, my mom used to, like, stay up late and clean the whole house before we left. And I never understood. And now I, like, get it and do it myself and just make sure everything's as clean as I can.
So funny, though, is, like, I find myself doing things that I never understood my mom. Like, she would always – we have a stainless steel sink at their house. Mm-hmm. And we have one now in our apartment. And she would always, like, wipe it out. And I'm like, why are you drying in the sink? That doesn't make any sense. But now I do it, too, because I don't like the water spots on the metal.
Yeah. Yeah, that is funny, I think.
Yeah. I was talking to AJ's cousin today, and she's, like – you know, around AJ's age, like maybe like 38, 39, 37, 36. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. She's in her mid to late 30s. And she said something like, yeah, I think adults are more stubborn than us. And then was talking about her parents-in-law. I'm not sure, but I thought that was so funny. I was like, yeah, that doesn't change. Apparently is calling older people adults. It was so cute because I do that too, but I thought I'd grow out of it, but I don't think I will.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking about that the other day of, like, I am, like, a grown-up person. Like, I run my household and have a job and, you know, I'm old enough, I'm 27. But yeah, when I sometimes meet, like, I don't know, your friend's parents or something, it's like straight back to, like, Mr. and Mrs. and, like, yes ma'am and, like, what, yeah, you know, it's like you just kind of, like, revert back into, like, this is a, you know, responsible person who's older than me.
Right. Even though
we're, like, all adults now, but I don't feel that way sometimes.
Yeah. When I was a teenager, I was, like, very much into, like, why do we have to respect people just because they've lived on Earth longer? Like, they should earn respect. And, like, now I definitely respect people that have, like, existed longer than me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good way of putting it.
I don't know what, I don't think that I have any more questions about traveling. I'm just kind of in crunch mode, I think.
Okay. Well, let us know, how it goes and if you need any more last minute packing tips or anything.
I will. I guess, well, next time I'll be podcasting from Cali.
Yeah. So you can tell us how the first leg went.
Yeah, hopefully it involved a lot of pool time.
Yeah, that would be nice, and I'll be jealous.
Yeah, my coworker the other day was like, isn't it nice that you're going home and you get to have, like, 3 or 4 more weeks of summer and the rest of us will be in fall mode? And I was like, yeah, that is kind of nice. I'm extending my summer.
Yeah. Good way of looking at it.
I also wanted to ask you, a good friend of mine just recently announced that she is pregnant.
Ooh.
And I know we're very excited for them. So I don't know, your brother just had a baby recently. Mm-hmm. Well, a while ago. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know if you had any tips for, like, how to help out new moms.
Well, I think there's probably lots and lots of differing advice on this, I would guess. But I think it's important to make yourself available and show up. And, like, they might just need you to, like, hold the baby for half an hour while they both, you know, take a shower or, like, run an errand or go to the gym. Like, you know, fresh babies need, like, 24/7 care and help, and you can't leave them alone, and you can't not hold them and not feed them and not whatever. And so, you know, they're just going to be really, really tired and really trying to figure it all out, and I think it can be really overwhelming. So I think if you make yourself available, I don't want to, like, say necessarily surprise people who aren't expecting it, but I do think that if you can offer to, like, drop by for a few minutes and help out if they need it, that would be nice. Or, like,
yeah,
drop off a package of, like, frozen food for them, or, like, paper towels or chapstick, or, you know, I don't know, stuff that you need and might not be able to go get because they won't really be able to leave the house that often together, especially not together. Because I think for a lot of times for the first, I don't know how long it is, 6 weeks maybe, the baby doesn't really leave the house, or at least 3 weeks, maybe 6 weeks. I don't know the exact number. So I think, you know, when we went to visit, it was a lot of just, you know, holding the baby, which was a pleasure, but that allowed the new parents to do a couple of things they really needed to do that are just basic, that are like, you know, take a shower for 15 minutes uninterrupted, or, you know, take right. half an hour to go to the gym or something like that, that you just can't do when it's, like, all hands on deck with the baby.
Yeah, I was thinking about maybe, like, having a I'm like, concerned, because I don't want to, like, impose upon them. That is my mm-hmm. concern, is, like, I don't want to, like, be like, oh, like, you have to answer the door and deal with another human when you may not want to. But I do want to be available. So I was thinking about, I sort of broached the subject with her, but it's still so early. The baby's mm-hmm. not due until February. But I really want to bring, like, dinner to them, like, once a week.
I think that's a really good idea. The same way, you know, you bring food to stressful family situations, I feel like, why not mm-hmm. drop off something they can just put in the oven, or, like, dessert or a dinner or whatever? Like, I think that's always a nice thing to do. And, again, even if you can say, like, you know, you don't have to come out or answer the door. Like, I'm just dropping this thing off on your front porch or something or whatever. Or, like, you know, I don't have to stay, but, like, let me know when I can swing by or something. And I've read some stuff online, too, that's, like, bring stuff for the mom that's, like, kind of a care package, like a magazine or a movie or nice lipstick that they can't go out and get or something. So I don't know if that's, like, something cute and helpful. I also think, too, like, a lot of new parents, you know, you're up, like, all night. And so a lot of people I have heard, and this was the case for, you know, my brother and his wife, too, they would watch, like, Netflix all night or, like, TV all night. So I don't know if, like, movies they like or something. I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily, like, super helpful, and maybe it's a cute idea and they could just, like, watch movies while they're taking care of the baby. I don't really know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's important to, like, not give gifts that require work. Like, not yeah. give, like, bring a movie over instead of giving them, like, a Redbox gift card.
Yeah.
Because that requires them going out and using it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Make it easy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really super excited. I don't know. I'm just really excited for them because I know this is something that they, like, really wanted. And I'm really excited to see her be a mom because I think she's yeah. really good at it.
That's so exciting. So. I think, too, like, make sure that you express, I guess, that, like, they don't have to be together or entertain you. Like, you're just there to, like, help Because, you know, a lot of people don't like people in their house if it's, like, not ready or nice and they feel, like, overwhelmed or whatever. But if it's, like, hey, it's okay if, like, you don't have it together, like, that's okay.
I think it was really smart of you to say, like, just drop it off on their porch. Like, just.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously not unannounced, but, like, I think that's good. Like, hey, I'm just dropping this casserole off on your porch. Get it when you, in the next few minutes or whatever. And then it's, like, no pressure at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be good. Oh, but babies are so fun. I'm like, that's so exciting. And I think sometimes, too, people think it's, like, they're asking you for, like, a chore to, like, watch your kid for a few minutes. But, like, it's so
fun. And it's like, no, really, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, no, I actually really want to hold an adorable baby for a while. Even if they're crying, like, that's okay. Like, I'll hang out with them and try to soothe them or whatever. Like, it's no big deal, you know? So, yeah, I think just offering help is good and making it as low key and low stress as possible.
Okay. Obviously, I have a few months to think about it, but.
Yeah. I should ask for tips, too, from Wade and Robin and Steph, too, to see if they have any good ideas. And we can update in the next few months as it gets closer.
That sounds good. Yeah, ask, if you wouldn't mind, ask Robin, like, if there's anything she wished she had or wished she had received during her pregnancy.
Sure.
Because that would be good.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We went out to dinner with them on Saturday, and I drove down, so I was abstaining from alcohol, obviously, and I said something like, I can't drink, and she was like, are you? And I was like, no, I just drove. no.
I feel like that's like a new thing to let people know you're pregnant is to be like, oh, well, I'm not drinking. And then everyone's like, oh my God. You know what I mean?
It's like a well, stupid I, thing. She had given up alcohol for Lent, and I thought for sure she was pregnant, but she wasn't then. It was just a coincidence that they found out much later than that. But yeah, so I was like convinced she was pregnant for months before she actually was.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. And when she told us, I was like, I knew it. And she was like, no, we just found out.
You still knew.
Yeah. I don't know. I just have a sixth sense about those things. No, I don't at all.
Cool.
Thank you for your helpful advice. I appreciate it.
Sure. Hopefully it helps. Well, are you ready for a lightning round?
I'm totally ready for a lightning round. Are you ready for a lightning round?
Yeah. Let's do it.
What are you wearing these days?
Well, I got these new sneakers that I'm pretty pumped about that my mom actually got for me that are this, like, blue color, like a really pretty blue, and they have green on them or, like, green shoelaces or something in yellow, so they're, like, kind of bright and fun. So I've been trying to wear those as much as possible.
Those sound awesome.
Yeah, so probably those with, like, just, like, something sporty that goes with it has been.
That's cool.
My fave outfit lately. How about you?
Nothing too exciting. I made a Halloween costume for AJ's cousin's daughter, and it's Elsa dress.
That's so cool.
So that's probably my most exciting fashion-related news, except that on Friday, she happened to be in town, the little girl, so I rushed it over to her to have her try it on because I was nervous. And apparently, rightfully so, because it did not fit her.
Aww.
So, it's like the right, I think so. It's like the right dimensions, but her shoulders are too broad, which is not something I thought about. Because we, like, held it up to a dress that she fits into, and it was the right size, but it just couldn't get over her.
Okay.
So, I think I'm going to take it home because my mom is an expert seamstress and she can help me figure out what to do.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
So originally I was thinking a zipper, but my mom says that a zipper might actually make the dress smaller in the long run, so that maybe we should just like figure out how to add fabric to the inside.
Yeah, cool.
What are you reading?
I just started reading Acceptance by Jeff Vandermeer. It's the last book in a trilogy that's like kind of science fiction-y about this area of land that the government is like trying to hide that has something like crazy and weird going on, and they keep sending like explorers into it and weird stuff keeps happening. So I just started reading that. It came out yesterday, I think. It came out this week, so that will be good, and it's the last one, so hopefully we'll find out like what's going on.
Yeah, that's a lot of anticipation to not find out what's happening.
Yeah, so I hope, I've heard that we find out some answers, but it's, I've just started it, and it's pretty interesting so far. So cool. We'll see. Yeah, what about you?
I just finished The Fault Is in Our Stars by Jonathan. Yeah.
Is it as good as everyone says?
Yeah, it's really good. I started reading it and like could not put it down and could not stop thinking about it. So I feel like that's like a pretty good mark for a good book.
Yeah.
It was a little bit predictable and also really sad.
Yeah. That's why I've been avoiding it, because I didn't want to be sad. But everyone says it's good and a quick read, so maybe I should just read it. Now that I know the ending anyway, because I saw the movie. Maybe it won't
right. Be sad. Yeah, I mean, it's a really short sadness that happens.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's like John Green. I really like John Green. I feel like he's like a smarter Nicholas Sparks, because I hate Nicholas Sparks books. You haven't read any?
No.
Oh, that surprises me. Have you seen The Notebook or Walk to Remember?
Yes, I've seen them both.
So you understand the concept.
Yeah.
And those I just feel like Nicholas Sparks, it's like
teen movies.
Yeah, when you need a good cry.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah, so I feel like they're like a little bit sappy. And I feel like John Green somehow creates this like really tragic love story without the sappiness, which is nice.
That is nice. The boy character, Gus is his name, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the movie, he was like not, I didn't find all of his qualities as charming as I think I was supposed to. Did you feel that way in the book?
I did. Okay. I did feel like that. I felt like he was like, but I feel like I didn't feel like that was wrong. Like, I feel like that's what was meant to be.
Okay.
In the book. Like, because she didn't find all of his, the female protagonist didn't find all of his qualities very attractive either.
Okay.
So, I didn't feel like I was missing something.
That's good. I feel like that's a really tough for me to find a couple in a book that I'm like super into. But having said that, I just finished Without a Summer by Mary Robinette Kowal. And there's a couple in her books that I like a lot. And it's like a series of books about this couple in the Regency era of like London, I think. And there's the couple, Vincent and Jane, I like a lot because they're both pretty flawed and make mistakes a lot of the time. That's just like who, they're not like perfect people, and they're not trying to portray each other as like one of them being perfect. So I like that a lot.
Right, right. Yeah, I feel like sometimes there's like, sometimes characters can be really one-dimensional, and you just know they're good and they are always good and that's what it is. And that frustrates me a lot of times.
Yeah.
Me too. I think also what helps me about John Green's books is that they're always like teenage characters. Mm-hmm. And so like their love is very teenagery. So I like take that for what it's worth.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, not that teenagers can't fall in love, and I certainly felt like I was in love when I was a teenager, but like it's a different kind of love than when you're an adult.
Yeah.
So I feel like the characters are just like automatically flawed in my head because they're teenagers in love.
Yeah.
So I sort of feel like that helps me more than hurts my liking of the book, I guess.
Yeah, I get that.
So, anyway, are you cooking anything delicious lately?
As usual, I have not done very much cooking. Trying to think of what I have done recently. You know what my favorite snack has been, which it was what it has always been, is a bagel with peanut butter and bananas on it, and I had that pretty earlier today. So
that, I feel like you single-handedly introduced me to the glory that is peanut butters and banana together.
It's so great, right?
It is really great.
One of my other favorite things to do. I feel like you used
to, what, go.
Oh, is to just slice a banana and have, like, peanut butter, like a scoop of peanut butter, and then have slices of bananas and put honey, like, over all of it, and then eat the, like, the banana, dip it in the peanut butter and honey, and then just eat that as, like, a dessert.
I was just going to totally say, didn't you used to dip your bananas in peanut butter?
Yeah, that's still pretty much what I do. I just, like, do it a little neater now, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I do that sometimes, or I'll, if I'm, like, in a crunch for work, I'll go down to the convenience store in our building and get, like, a banana and some, like, nut mix. And I have peanut butter at work, and I'll dip the banana in the peanut butter and then dip it in the nut mix. Ooh, and eat it.
That's a good one.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
What are you making? I'm positive it's better than what I'm making.
I made bison burgers for Labor Day, and they were really good.
Oh.
But wait, I did say that again? I got some bison burgers. Bison, like the buffalo. Bison.
Oh, bison. My God. I thought you said ricin, like the poison. And I was like, I feel like we're not talking about the same thing.
No, I definitely said buffalo.
Okay. that sounds delicious.
Oh. They were good. I got some ground bison from Costco, and it's a little bit more expensive than ground beef, but it is a lot better for you.
Oh, cool.
But I did nothing to them. I just, like, formed the ground beef ground bison into patties and cooked it. So it wasn't very special, but delicious.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So, cool. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think so.
Where can people find you on the interwebs?
You can find me always at raisedays.com or on Twitter at rclknudsen and my Instagram, rayknudsen. What about you?
Cool. I'm at evanlevinblog.com and Julesy with a Y on Twitter and Jules Frainer on Instagram.
Awesome.
Cool. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.